Okay. So this is a little bit of information about Syzygy, the latest and I think greatest Dr. Atomic album. So what does Syzygy mean? But first, can I say it? I don't know. You be the judge. Syzygy, by definition, is to be found in my online dictionary. Syzygy means a conjunction or opposition, especially of the moon with the sun, i.e. the planets were aligned in syzygy, or a pair of connected or corresponding things, such as animus and anima represent a supreme pair of opposites, the syzygy. I think this thing would sound so much better if it had a little like phone filter, if I was like I was giving a radio interview. So, what are the conjunction of opposites? Well, originally this album started out like I was going to call it Light and Dark, because it seemed that half the tracks were light and half of them were dark, and some of them were light and dark at the same time. But Light and Dark just never really sounded like a really kick-ass idol album title, so I went for this this word syzygy after seeing an X-Files episode that really bears no resemblance to the album, but it's just really cool. So, okay, so what are these tension of opposites? Well, light and dark, as previously mentioned. Happy and sad. Yeah, that's both in there. Short and long. Try to really resist the temptation to do the long-winded epics and just go for, you know, that really ADD, I'm really done with this, so let's move on. This filter sounds stupid.
There's also a tension of opposites between epic and silly. Trying to do something really, really serious and powerful and meaningful and just wanting to tell a joke. And so that's in there. But also, there's another undercurrent here, the conjunction of opposites, that has to do with the nature of listening to music itself. Because, really, I mean, does anyone listen to an album anymore? I mean, I grew up, you know, putting on the incense and a couple of candles and pulling out some headphones for these classic 70s long-winded albums like, you know, Pink Floyd, Animals, and probably one of my favorites, Santana's Caravanserai or Caravanserai, depending on where you're from. And, you know, that was just the experience, was listening to an entire album and, like, going, wow, man. Whether you were using recreational, like, never mind. You know, and so this has always been a deep obsession, is trying to create these long-winded epic albums. And yet we're living in a short attention span culture, you know? Most of us are listening to music these days on some kind of device that is automatically shuffling tracks, and we just don't really stop to listen to albums very often. So while there's one kind of general feeling that I get from the whole thing, really this is just a bunch of songs, and there is a little bit of the weaving together and, you know, trying to blend and stuff like I've done in the past, but really these are separate songs and can be part of any random rotation, and hopefully, you know, especially with some of the funny bits, you know, you'll have a nice laugh. So I think that's about all I have to say about the subject. I really need to get back to my experiments here in the laboratory. So I'm going to fire up the super glider and get on with it. So hope you enjoy this latest album called Syzygy. Syzygy. Syzygy.